A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'm Dr. Ayan Panja, and today I'd like to talk about Lyme disease, tick-borne illnesses, and mystery symptoms. Now, they are all often lumped together, and many of you will have either had or know someone who's had Lyme disease or been bitten by a tick or has mystery symptoms. And it's something I became interested in several years ago when I myself started to feel unwell about 10 years ago. And one of the things that was suggested to me was maybe I had Lyme disease. So it just popped into my head. I didn't really know a huge amount about it. So I went off and did a course, which is what doctors do. And I learnt a lot. It was fascinating, but also slightly horrifying in terms of what Lyme disease potentially can do. Now, in many cases, in most cases, about 80% of cases, it's relatively mild. And any of you that will have had a tick bite, or particularly one which is a hallmark of Lyme disease, knows that you get a phenomenon on your skin, particularly characteristic for Lyme disease, which is called a bullseye rash. And I'm sure there are people out there who've had this and didn't even know they had it. But if you present to a doctor, they'll often give you a course of antibiotics. It'll all clear up and you'll feel better. But in a significant proportion of people, up to 20%, that doesn't happen. And it leads to longer-term debility. In extreme cases, it can leave people bedbound. And one of the reasons I wanted to cover this is that the doctor who is widely regarded as a world authority on Lyme disease is called Richard Horowitz. And his story is fascinating because he's actually a doctor in New York now, but he cut his teeth as a young GP in Connecticut, which is where Lyme disease originated. And there are so many sources about where Lyme came from. So we know that there were people with mystery symptoms getting joint pains and fevers in the early 70s. And this is what Richard Horowitz discovered as a GP. He suddenly started seeing these people with these skin lesions and people with fevers, mystery symptoms. Odd, what he calls migratory joint pains, pains that move from joint to joint, and extreme fatigue. Now, one theory is that Lyme disease came from something that escaped from a lab where they were sort of creating agents for biological warfare. That's a theory. I'm not saying that's the case. But what we do know is that it's born by ticks. And the first thing I would say, I mean, ever since learning about Lyme disease, I'm absolutely paranoid about ticks. And before I forget it and it leaves my mind, ticks tend to love long grass. They don't fly, by the way. They don't jump. They have to sort of physically get onto you. There's a lot of myths about ticks, but so I'll post some links about this and also how you're meant to remove them, because I think that's useful. But going back to the work of Richard Horowitz, he started compiling his own database and knowledge and started to connect with other doctors who had described Lyme disease. And if you really want a deep, deep, deep dive, his book, Why Can't I Get Better, is a phenomenal read. It takes a long time to get through, but worth it. But what he found was that Lyme disease affects so many of our bodily systems and gives rise to so many symptoms. It's often called the great mimicker, because whether you've got chronic fatigue or whether you've got unexplained fevers or whether you've got an odd kind of arthritis that presents in different joints, you could actually have Lyme disease. Now, that's one argument. And I don't want you just thinking, oh my God, I've got Lyme disease, if any of this applies to you. Hear me out, because I want to just go through what it is, how it works, and how it affects so many systems, but not all the time. So Lyme disease is caused by a type of bacteria which is called a spirochete. And spirochetes have got that name because they tend to be spiral in shape. And what's special about Lyme disease and the particular species that seems to cause it, called Borrelia, is that it is a parasite. And that means once it gets through your skin and into your cells, it can spread to other organs. And if we try and classify the stages, there's early disease, where basically you just get the skin manifestation, you don't really feel ill, you get better. Or there's early disseminated disease, which is where it's spread locally and might be affecting other organs. I mean, Lyme disease can affect your heart as well, but commonly it's things like headaches, fevers, joint pains, brain fog, poor concentration. And late stage is where it affects other organs, particularly the brain, and can lead to something called encephalopathy, where the brain's function is impaired, and also severe joint pains, often particularly the knees. Now, one of the real difficulties, and this is all quite contentious, and I'm aware of this, but I think it's worth discussing, is that there are some people out there who have Lyme disease, but haven't got a clue that that's what they've got. That's one group that I'm interested in, because I think they probably come to the doctor with mystery symptoms. And they may even get a test for Lyme disease, but it only tests for one particular species of Lyme. And if you have Lyme disease, you can also pick up what's called co-infections. And they include Bartonella and Babesia. So these are also tick-borne diseases. But if you don't test for them, and you know most labs in the world can't test for them, there's special labs that test for these particular tick-borne diseases, then you won't know you've got it. And so I'm sure over the years, I've had patients that I've been convinced they've got Lyme disease, and the test comes back negative, because the one we test for is limited in terms of, there are lots of strains of Lyme disease. The other thing about Lyme disease is that it's such a massive insult to the immune system. It's very similar to the story of COVID. You might recognize some of the patterns in what I'm saying. Some people get it very mildly, others are affected sometimes lifelong. And the immune and inflammatory response in Lyme disease, particularly for the ones who are affected in the longer term, is enormous. Often described as a chronic inflammatory response syndrome. Again, very similar to long COVID. And another illness that is poorly reported and a lot of people don't think even exist, which is known as mold illness. Talking of that, a lot of people don't think Lyme disease exists, which I think is really insulting to people who have really suffered with it. So just going back to the mechanics of Lyme transmission, essentially, you've got a 24-hour window to get rid of the tick. If you've been bitten by a tick, that transmits Lyme disease. And as I said before, avoid long grass. But what if you've had a tick bite and you've got symptoms, you know? So just going through them again, you know, the kind of things that you might get. And occasionally in the early form of the disease, the early localized form, you can still feel a bit rough, but it resolves with treatment. But other sort of symptoms can include, you know, numbness or pins and needles in your hands and feet. Stiff neck is another one that people report, or palpitations. What do you do if you think you've got Lyme disease? Well, it's very simple. I think the thing to do is try and get tested, because you just won't know if you've got it unless you do the test. And it's a difficult sell to doctors, depending on where you are in the world, certainly in the UK and the NHS, unless you've had an obvious tick bite or unless there's good clinical reason, you know, some doctors may not agree to do the test. But if there's any doubt, and one of the things I'm going to post in the show notes is a questionnaire which goes through symptoms of Lyme disease. If you've got those, I think it's worth sharing that with your healthcare practitioner and negotiating whether a test is warranted. And I think, you know, most people are reasonable about it. I mean, just in terms of risk factors and the kind of thing that you should try and avoid. So there are certain professions, people who work in on farms or in forests or work outdoors are at higher risk. It's pretty obvious. It's very similar to trying to prevent mosquito bites. You should try and wear long sleeves and long trousers. Using insect repellents can help as well. And if you've got pets, I mean, dogs particularly really harbour ticks, don't they? So just make sure that you've checked your canine friend after you've been out in the woods or something. When I say the woods, deer particularly harbour ticks, and they sort of act as a reservoir in some ways.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, I mentioned mystery symptoms, and I think this is important because so many people that have had late diagnosis of Lyme disease, where they've had it for many years, will tell you that, you know, they've had mystery symptoms which were put down to something else. For example, problems concentrating or skin manifestations or joint pains where their doctor or medical team weren't really able to come up with a firm diagnosis. It's all a case of, well, it might be this or it might be that. Let's try this, let's try that. And, you know, in defense of medicine, it's really difficult. There are so many conditions out there that mimic others. Syphilis is another one that I've mentioned on other episodes. But my sort of wish is that we were all a bit more Lyme disease aware. It's something that's increasing in Europe. In fact, in Europe, Lyme disease didn't appear till about 1979, whereas it appeared in the States in the mid-70s. And in many ways, it's still an emerging disease in Europe. Whereas in the United States, you know, there are 300,000 to 400,000 new diagnoses every year. In my clinical practice, do I see it very often? Not really. I've seen people in recent years who I'm convinced have Lyme, and they've come up negative on the test that's available to us, partly because they've got some mystery symptoms, but partly because they had a history of a tick bite. The other interesting story, and we have to be really responsible about prescribing antibiotics, because if you overuse them, then they, you know, they lose their power. But there are groups of patients who feel remarkably better, not just for what you're treating, but in every way, they feel a lot better after a course of antibiotics. And that, to me, is a soft sign that, have they got something else going on in the background, like Lyme? And the other group that I sometimes see are people who have mystery knee pain and nothing concrete shows up on x-rays or MRIs, but they've gone from being really fit to hardly being able to walk. And that group, I always think, could it be something like Lyme? Because they've often seen an orthopedic surgeon, they've seen a rheumatologist, and they've tried physical therapy and nothing's worked. And then, of course, in the medical model, you're in the world of, well, it's chronic pain, but we don't really know why. And hey, you know, I buy into that whole trauma pain cycle. But when it's something so specific like knees and no one's got an answer, experts don't have an answer, then sometimes you need to zoom out and think again. I think my sort of final thoughts on this would be that it's really difficult when you have a condition that isn't, you know, that well understood, to be fair. So if you take something like type 2 diabetes, you could spend your lifetime researching that one condition, but it's relatively well understood, I think, by most physicians. Lyme disease isn't. There's still so much we don't know about it. And I feel I can say that as a generalist doctor who's very curious. And I've done quite a bit of reading on Lyme disease and the techniques they use to test for it as well. And it's a minefield. There are so many opinions and schools of thought. And it's easy, actually, if you're someone who is struggling to get a diagnosis, to be beguiled into spending thousands of pounds on protocols and things. And I don't sort of particularly support or malign any of them in particular. But as with all of these things, you really need to do your research. I think it's so unusual to have one disease where so few people have high-level knowledge. And actually, although I have nothing to do with Dr. Richard Horowitz, having read his work and understanding his experience, which spans more than 30 years now, his work isn't a bad place to start, given that he is a clinician that treats patients with Lyme and understands the science and the data and the research. Okay, so that was Lyme disease and a bit about tick-borne diseases and mystery symptoms. Of course, there are so many tick-borne diseases. We could have covered loads, you know, like Rocky Mountain fever and anaplasmosis. But the premise is the same. Try not to get bitten in the first place and make sure that you can remove the tick safely. More in the show notes. Thank you for listening again. And if you like what you hear, please tell your friends, your family, do spread the love. And if you can, leave me a rating. I do appreciate it. And thank you for all these suggestions. And this one, thank you so much to my old friend, Richard Wilson, documentary maker extraordinaire. In the meantime, do stay well. Take care. Look after yourself. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.